Okay, welcome back to hour number two of the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we have always got you covered right here. Super Bowl coverage continues 48 at one final contest to crown a champion. This is the Broncos' seventh Super Bowl appearance, and the Seahawks are making their second Super Bowl, and it features the NFL's top-ranked defense against the top-ranked offense that's been talked so much about, and there are some other storylines that we want to get into in our next conversation. So each and every week, it is a pleasure to welcome in NFL and three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, the great Jason Peter. Hello, Jason. It's a big weekend for you.
I know. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. So I'm going to be rushing home from Oklahoma. It's a big OU women's basketball reunion, and I'm looking so forward to seeing my former teammates, but I want to get in front of the TV. So talk to us. Seattle is NFL. They got the best defense. Denver's the best offense. Let's flip it and get your analysis on the Seahawks offense and the defense of Denver. What are your expectations?
Oh, on Seattle side, it's all about beast mode. Marshawn Lynch. Yeah, I mean, the guy.
I love him.
Yeah, I really do, too.
Oh, gosh.
And I feel for him. You know, there's been so much made this week about how he doesn't like to talk to the media.
So what?
And, you know, I know, really. For two people that are in the media, it doesn't bother me at all. Some people just don't feel comfortable in front of all those cameras. He's not the quarterback, right? I mean, quarterback, usually you have to get up there. You got to do some talking. He's the running back. And he's just kind of, he likes the role of just playing football. And I know that he's gone up there a few times just to avoid some NFL fines. But, yeah, I think it's all about Marshawn Lynch and being able to establish that run game, because what the Seattle offense has to do is they have to limit the amount of time and the amount of possessions that Denver and Peyton Manning have. The best way to do that is to run the football and chew up clock. You know, they're not going to put so much on Russell Wilson's shoulders, I think. You know, obviously he's going to have to throw the ball, and I think they have confidence in him throwing the ball. You know, all the talk about the cold weather and everything, it looks like it's going to be sunny and maybe 50 degrees.
Just windy, that's all.
Maybe a little wind, yeah. But, yeah, I don't see there, you know, being any major surrounding circumstances that will you know, change this game or the way that it plays out. But yeah, I think for Seattle, they've got to establish that run game and certainly, you know, to be able to throw the ball deep every once in a while, to back kind of that secondary off the line of scrimmage, you know, certainly works to the Seahawks' favor if they can do that and the success that they'll have running the football. Now, as far as where else are we? Denver? Denver's offense or defense? Which one did you ask me?
I asked you about the defense of Denver.
The defense of Denver, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, the best defense that they have is Peyton Manning, really, in the offense. You know, most of the time when Denver's defense gets to go out there, they've got fresh legs. You know, they've been well rested. You don't know how big of a factor that is unless you've played the game and you've played defense, because having to go back out there, and certainly Peyton has had some games where he's turned the ball over and you got to go sudden change where, you know, you just get to the bench and, you know, you're on the chair for about 30 seconds, a minute, and the offense goes, you know, first and 10, and they throw an interception, and boom, you're right back out there. And you were gassed, you know, when you got to the bench, and you barely got any time. But in fact, maybe getting to the bench and then getting back out to the playing field caused you more energy to be drained, and you're more tired now when you went back out for first down than you were when you got off the field during the last series. So for Denver's defense, certainly having Peyton Manning in that offense, if they're able to put some drives together that are, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes, mm-hmm. You know, on average, I think, you know, that's great for Denver's defense, just to be able to go out and be fresh. But they've got to be able to shut down the run. You know, they've got to be able to shut down Marshawn Lynch. And when Seattle does try to throw the ball, you got to be able to get after Russell Wilson.
Jason Peter has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out his stuff online at jasonpeter.com. I know you're going to be putting out and tweeting some very strong opinions. And Jason, we will do a full comprehensive recap of Super Bowl 48. We're looking forward to your opinions. And I promise all of our listeners, we're going to talk some Richard Sherman next week too, okay?
There'll always be something to talk about, I think, with Richard Sherman.
Absolutely. He is a great soundbite. Talk to you next week, Jay.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com and connect with us at Twitter at eradiosports.